The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Welcome into Texans Extra Points. So happy that you're watching. We are just over 24 hours away from Sunday Night Football. Going to get you battle ready for Battle Red Night presented by Halliburton. We thank you so much for joining us. My name's Drew Doherty. And joining me tonight, two of my favorites to talk with, J.J. Moses, former Houston Texan, and Ted Johnson, former Patriot, linebacker in the NFL, and now a radio host on the Triple Threat. We're going to get to them in just a little bit, but first we got to knock out some stories of the week in quick hits, and we start with Tom Brady and the Patriots offense. They are quite prolific. He's on his way to a spot in Canton, will be a Hall of Famer one day, and the Texans secondary knows that they're going to be tested.
You know, it's fun. He brings a good challenge for us, you know, especially on the back end. A Hall of Fame guy for sure. So, it's a challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be a tough matchup. I mean, Tom Brady's, you know, known as one of the best, you know, players to play a game. So we gotta be on our game.
Naturally, Brady draws the lion's share of attention for the Patriots, but they've got a very good defense. 10th in the NFL in points per game allowed, and Brian Hoyer says Texans need to make sure they're consistent on offense.
For me, I'm so focused this week on New England's defense, how they're going to try to play us, the personnel groupings they're going to throw out there.
Very disciplined. You know, they have got responsibilities or rush lanes that they have to get to. They're very focused on that, which makes them hard to beat.
The connections between these two are nearly countless. Talking about the Patriots and the Texans, Belichick coached, well, Vince Wilfork and Mike Vrabel. Those guys are players and coaches. And there's all sorts of connections all over the place in terms of assistants and the head coach himself, Bill O'Brien. But he says you got to focus elsewhere.
It's not about Romeo or Mike Vrabel or myself or George Gotsi or Vince Wilfork. It's about the two teams playing each other, the 2015 Texans versus the 2015 Patriots. That's what this week's about.
Good stuff. All right, an intriguing matchup for so many, many reasons, but let's discuss what he just said we should not discuss because, you know, he wants to focus on the game. But there are so many common bonds, common grounds that we can see on these two teams. How much does that matter in your mind?
That's very important, especially for Coach O'Brien. You know, Coach Belichick gave Coach O'Brien his first coaching job in the NFL. So Coach O'Brien learned a lot from his system. And I think the best way he can show Coach Belichick that he appreciated and that he's learned from his system is to go out and make a pull out a big win against him. And I think that's the way that you could tell Coach Belichick thank you.
You know, and it's interesting to have you on here as well because you played for Romeo Crennel, our defensive coordinator. You played with Mike Vrabel, the linebackers coach. You played with Vince Wilfork, the nose
Anthony
tackle.
Anthony Pleasant played with.
Exactly. You can keep going down the line. Godsey, O'Brien, they were with the Patriots. What's it mean to you think?
Well, for me, I think it means a lot to Bill O'Brien. I think it means a lot to Coach Vrabel that they can let's face it. I mean, the Patriots are the cream of the crop. I mean, they've been good for a very, very long time. And for these guys that used to be associated with the Patriots, now with the Texans, it means a lot. They're not going to let on to it. They're not going to say that. But if they get a win against a team like the Patriots that they used to have such an affinity for, an affiliation with for so long, it would go a long way for them. So this means more than what they're going to let on.
This is personal right here, huh?
Yeah, it's personal. You know what? This means a lot. I mean, they're going to say it's just another game, but it's not. It's not another game. And they do know there's so much that they do know about each other, particularly about Rack. I think the defense that the Rack puts out there, Belichick knows how they're going to, you know, Belichick knows how Rack wants to play him and vice versa.
How much does that make this chess match even more of a chess match? I mean, you're going from maybe guys in the park to, what, Kasparov versus Bobby Fischer, right?
That's a good way to put it. No, that is a good way to put it, you know, and it's funny because they're both game plan teams. They both game plan their offenses and both game plan their defenses from week to week. You see different fronts from week to week. You see different coverages from week to week. You see different elements in an offense from week to week on both sides. And so a lot of it's going to come down to who makes the best adjustments.
Right.
And, you know, the Texans have been great at making adjustments at halftime, but who makes the best adjustments in game on the fly, not just at halftime.
Yeah, and this one's under the bright lights of Sunday Night Football. Wow. Originally going to be a noon game 2 weeks ago. NFL moves it to Sunday Night Football. What's that do to a player's psyche when you know, I was going to play on noon, now I'm playing in prime time?
Absolutely. Ted, you can testify to this, man. It's an excitement in the air, Drew. You feel the electricity. And I remember I played on a Sunday Night Football game here with the Texans, and we were playing against the Green Bay Packers, of course, with Brett Favre. So it's going to be electrifying, man. And guys right now, I'm quite sure they're a little nervous, uptight, because they want to make a big play. You got the whole country tuning in right now to watch the Texans. So I think this right now will be a chance for the Texans to put a mark into the NFL to get everybody talking about the Houston Texans.
Well, I think Sunday Night Football is the new Monday Night Football.
That's
really what it is. So, and guys, and what you love about Sunday Night Football is that I think you know a lot of your peers are going to be watching, because a lot of us that play those afternoon games, we want to go home and wine and watch Sunday Night Football. So knowing that puts a little bit of extra into it as well.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Well, we still got a lot more to discuss. And right now, John Harris has to discuss some numbers. So for that, we go to him, and it's by the numbers.
126. For the third straight game, the Texans ran for over 100 yards as they piled up 126 rushing yards against the Buffalo Bills. Chris Polk accounted for 61 of those yards on just 12 carries, while Jonathan Grimes rushed 5 times for 28 yards. 3-1. That's the touchdown to interception ratio for Brian Hoyer this season, as he's tossed 18 scoring strikes and been picked off just 6 times. He's also completed better than 61% of his passes. 9-7. That's the Texans' all-time record when they've worn their battle red jersey. Tomorrow night, they're back in the battle red tops against the New England Patriots. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.